All right, Dave Spadaro joined by head coach Andy Reid. Tough one at Pittsburgh on Sunday, 16-14 loss. Andy, you really talked a lot about the grit and determination. I mean, you've been through this before, and you've seen how that kind of comeback carries you into future games.
Well, listen, it does. This team's got a good way about them. There are things that we need to work on. Some young guys that we need to get mature quickly. But that's all part of the National Football League, and I feel very fortunate to have a team that they'll fight. And we've got good coaches, we've got good players, and so we've got to do better job fundamentally. And they're small things right now, but we got to take care of them. When you're playing good football teams, small things add up real fast, and if you're not doing them properly, so we'll go back to the drawing board here and get ourselves right.
It seems like in the last couple of weeks here, the offensive line missing a couple of pieces. It seems like it's gelled together quite a bit. Can you kind of take us inside the O-line and how it's played?
Yeah, well, listen, I think both Bell and Reynolds have done a nice job. There's a trust there. You're not going to find a team that blitzes more than what you saw yesterday with the Steelers. They bring people from everywhere. So I thought, for the most part, we did a pretty good job there protecting and give Michael an opportunity to throw the football and picking up. They do it against the run and the pass. So I thought we did a good job in the run game of picking up the run blitzes.
Is the no huddle now kind of part of the staple of what you're doing? I mean, you've seemed like you're using it every game now.
Well, we're using it more. We have three different looks. We really do. We huddle, normal huddle. Then we muddle huddle, which mm-hmm. is a little closer to the line of scrimmage and everybody's spread out just a bit. And then you've got the no huddle where nobody gets in the huddle. So we do it at different speeds. And so we're mixing things up a little bit. We think it gives the quarterback an opportunity. He likes it, and it gives him an opportunity to see, and along with the offensive line and really everybody else to see what the defense is going to present him.
How far away do you think the offense is? It just must be kind of gnawing at you. You feel like you're just a little bit away.
Yeah, you know, I would say this. I'd say the same thing I said in the press conference is that I'd like to take away these turnovers and then see the result. And so we've got to make sure we do that as we go on here. You play good football teams, turnovers kill you. And so we get rid of those and then we can talk about it. And as coaches and players, we continue to do a better job. We've got to make sure that we're aware of the situation and make sure we exploit everybody's strengths as coaches and give the guys an opportunity to do what they do best and on both sides of the ball and special teams. So we'll continue to do that, and the players will continue to work hard at the fundamentals, and we'll continue to teach them.
The turnovers, I mean, Michael's taking it real hard. I mean, he's the one who's getting asked 30 questions about the turnovers. I mean, how do you treat Michael during these times? I mean,
well, listen, there's nobody more competitive. Michael, he's the last guy that wants to turn the football right over. He's all in for the team. He wants to do what's best for our football team, and he understands that turnovers hurt, and it hurts him. He doesn't like it. The one thing I'll tell you is he's competitive enough to where he doesn't hang his head about it. He continues to get better. You saw that when he was throwing the interceptions. You're seeing it with the fumbles. He brought the team back and put us in a position where we had a chance to win the football game. But, again, when you're playing good football teams, in particular on the road, it really – doesn't matter if you're home or on the road, but there's even a little bit more emphasis on the road that you can't turn the football over, and you can't lose in that category. If you're going to turn it over three times, you better have three plus turnovers on the defensive side.
Andy, defensively, I mean, look, I think this defense has played really well in every game. I mean, is that when you've looked at the film, have you felt they've graded out pretty highly?
I have, and I've they're doing some real good things. There's a lot of pride there and a lot of intensity. It's a good scheme, and we got to do better in some areas. And so Juan's on top of that. He'll get that worked out. But the attitude's right, and these guys feel like they can play against anyone. That's how they feel, and that's the way they approached yesterday in a tough environment. They went in and they were ready to go.
Ben Roethlisberger's resourcefulness, his creativity. I mean, it looked to me during the game that he escaped three, four sacks just by moving around, by really working the pocket very well.
Well, he did. He did. They went a lot of protection in this game. Mm-hmm. So you're either going to get 6 or 7 men in the protection about every snap. And so we were still able to get home on 3 or 4 of them. But he's a tough one to bring down. He's a big man. When you stand next to him, he is a big human being. So you've got to hit him in the right area. You got to stay away from hitting him high. That doesn't do you any good. He shakes you off there. You want to try to get him somewhere at the waist or below in that area where you can neutralize him. We were right there on that 3rd and 12. Babin did a nice job of defeating his guy in a one-on-one situation, one of the few one-on-one situations he had during the day. Ben was able to shake him off, and Babin's a pretty strong guy, so that doesn't happen very often.
Babin and Cole and all those guys are built for sacks. Do you detect any frustration on their part that the sack number's down?
Well, I tell you the same thing I said about Michael. Michael doesn't want to turn the ball over. These guys want to get sacks. Yeah, absolutely. The frustration is one that they understand that helps make the team better.
Mm-hmm.
Helps the secondary guys do their job better and the linebackers do their job better. Teams are taking they have the utmost respect for them and our defensive line, and so they're keeping a lot of people in. But to tell you that our guys aren't frustrated by it, they're not frustrated where they're not going to play hard. They're frustrated that they want to get more sacks. Yeah.
Hey, you look ahead, the Detroit Lions coming to town. I mean, there's no team that throws the ball better than them, Stafford and Megatron. I mean, this is another great challenge for the D, and in particular the pass defense.
No, it is a great challenge, and it's important that we get ourselves right. We've got to have a good week of practice and good week of preparation. It's important that the coaches have a good, solid game plan put together. So we've started on that now, and we'll make sure we get it right.
Andy, Nnamdi's been getting criticized a bit for giving up some completions, and I'd like you to tell me how's he played as you watch the 5 games.
Well, listen, we ask a lot of Nam, so we put him in bump and run situations about 90% of the time, and where he's locked up on his man, and so are you going to have one or two that you miss? Yeah, there are going to be one or two that you miss, but and he's one of the best that's played the game. I mean, you take the best that have ever played the game, that happens. When they're asked to do this. So the thing he does is he competes, he's smart, he'll keep challenging guys. He uses his length, obviously. He's got long arms and he's tall, and so he uses that to his advantage, and he'll continue to play aggressive football, and you don't want to take that away from him.
Coach, what kind of team do you have here? 3-2, tied for first place in the NFC East, long season ahead here. I mean, what do you know after 5 games?
Well, listen, I think we have a good football team. And it's my responsibility that I keep them on track, that we get the fundamentals taken care of in all 3 phases. We just got to take care of the small things right now and get it knocked out. I know the players will play hard and aggressive, and it's important that myself and the coaches get the guys going in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, good luck this week. Thank you for coming in.
Right,
go get the Detroit Lions. Let's get people happy again.
That's right.
All right.
They
Reed in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.